Hey, Gilbank.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
That's me on the electric accordion.
Electric accordion.
Do you see me there? I'm playing the guitar.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, okay.
Look at me. I'm Van Cleek Cooley. Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community.
The voice.
Here in Van Cleek Hill, 88.7 FM. Jean Sarazan Radio on the Wheels of Steel. Hey, folks, that's me. Van Cleek Cooley on the guitar.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here. Yeah, I'm playing the trumpet, too. This is me playing the trumpet. I'm not even using my mouth.
You're fantastic.
I know. It's hard to bend over.
This is The Eye of the Hurricane by Herbie Hancock.
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
Herbie Hancock, one of the
most hilarious names.
Yeah. I wasn't going to think about it that way. But one of the most sampled gentlemen on earth. But what I wanted to say is...
I'm just playing the trumpet over here.
Hey there, Van Cleek Cooley. I'm just calling because I got a real problem with something here. I'm just so god dang annoyed with all these young kids these days and their frickin' selfie sticks. What is a selfie stick? This is back in my day. We paid a man 18 shillings and he drew a picture for you on a piece of birch bark. God, these damn kids. I frickin' hate them. Ah.
Okay. There comes a time.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley, folks. Here we are live in the Windsor Tavern. This is a lot of fun. Talking over some J. Dilla right now.
And some beers.
Talking over beers, talking over a microphone and my laptop and a piece of paper, actually.
Yeah, and my microphone stand is better, too. I had a paper towel roll before.
Yeah.
I thought I was pretty good and clever, but apparently I was not.
Yeah,
I sound great right now.
Yeah, Jean Sarazan took care of you, as he takes care of everyone here. You know what? Your microphone coming out of a microphone stand sounds a lot better. Oddly enough, it sounds better than coming out of a
paper towel roll.
Did you not figure that out?
Or? Well, I just didn't know. You know what? You need to give me a raise if I'm going to educate myself in any of this stuff.
Well, obviously you're not.
Well, that's why. Anyways, we have it.
Gilbank.
Yeah?
Are you done?
You haven't told me to shut up in a long time.
No, Gilbank, shut up.
Oh.
Shut up.
We're
going to turn the J. Dilla down right now and throw it back to the Rude Mood Band. We've had a bit of an intermission here at the Windsor Tavern. We're having a lot of fun here tonight in the Windsor Tavern.
Yeah, they actually did four rounds of shots while they were in their intermission.
I couldn't believe.
I was really impressed, guys.
And that was just Will.
That was just...
like four rounds himself. It was kind of weird. It was kind of weird.
I don't know
typical
where you put
drummer.
Him. Don't know where you put him.
I know, right?
Yeah, where did you put them? Will, I noticed right beside your drum kit, yep. Do you have a fan?
I do.
Wow, pampering.
I think it's because everyone's just distracted by your flowing hair.
it's my number one fan.
Oh. Yeah.
Stuff fan 2.0, because the other one blew up.
Do you bring that fan with you?
Pardon me?
Do you bring that fan with you?
That's not like a normal Windsor stage fan.
It has to come everywhere I go. So.
Wow. It's engraved with his name, and it's in gold. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, it's actually called, it says Honeywell, but we call it Stefan. Yeah.
So on the front of your kick snare, it says, I am William. Is that just a reminder? Well, or?
It also says happy face.
What's that?
Let me tell you a little story about that.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That microphone cut out there.
Back when we played a couple weeks ago, it's a French competition, and I'm the least French person in this band.
No, okay.
Right?
I couldn't tell.
They were doing an interview, a live interview, and I was asking the guys, how do you say, I'm William, I play the drums. And I guess because they're used to speaking in French, some of their words are slurred, so other French people understand it. So they told me to say what I thought I heard was, moi, j'ai William, j'ai joué le drum. So that's what I said.
J'ai joué le drum.
Right. That means I have William, I play the drums. So I decided to put that on my drum kit. with the help of our lovely bass player who still doesn't talk.
Very nice, very nice. The speechless bass player, Mary.
Saving her voice for the last song where she has a huge solo.
Oh, yeah. Celine Dion cover.
Oh, wow. Celine Dion cover.
Wow.
Live at the Windsor. Wow, it's unbelievable.
It wouldn't be the first, won't be the last.
No, not at all.
Especially with the Windsor Idol.
So, yeah, that's true. Eh? When is that? When's that coming up?
It's sometime this year.
Don't you plan this stuff? Aren't you the promoter?
No, I just attend all and usually partake.
you partake, you attend everything, you sleep here.
Oh, yeah, I like you, to... Yeah, I sleep here. Yeah, that's true.
You tend bar, and you also kegged a...
I tap the kegs in the back. I built a small brew pub in the back, and I actually brew some of the beer that we drink, which is really... Yeah. Are you not impressed? Are you not entertained?
No, it's fantastic, actually. I wanted to throw it back to the band here right now. And, Leandre, I am a huge fan of the Rolling Stones. And the Rolling Stones are a blues band at the very basic end of the band. Blues is what I'd like to request. You guys got a song for us?
Oochie Coochie Man going on.
Yeah?
Sure.
Oochie right. Coochie Man.
Oochie Coochie Man by Rod Gilbank. All right, guys. Rude Mood, live at the Windsor Tavern, 84 Main Street, Vankley Kill on the Vankley Cooley Radio Program in Vankley Kill, 88.7 FM, the voice of the community. Here we go.
First, I'm going to start this one off, you know. Tell you guys, start. Grandmama once told me when I was a little child, say, son, one day you'll be the baddest man alive. Now I'm a man, I'm a rather big man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, spells M-E-child, yeah, that goes out for man. Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, say, you got a boy child coming, he gonna be a son of a gun, ain't gonna make all these girls running and jumping and shouting, and the whole mic the world know what's this all about that you know me. Everybody knows I'm you. Well, I'm your Oochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows I'm you. Got a blackout bone and a mojo too, baby. I got a John the Conqueror. I'm just messing with you. I'm gonna make all these girls leave me by my hand, and then the whole map, the world will know I am the Hoochie Coochie Man. You know I'm him. Everybody knows I'm in. Well, I'm your Oochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows I'm in. Come on, Jess.
Hoochie Coochie Man. That was unreal. Do you guys practice once, twice, three times a week?
We try what?
You try
well,
what?
Well, I'd say, I don't know, Monday night seems to be the night for everybody. So once a week, but if we have, you know, a pretty big show coming up, you try to fit in two practices a week, my bad. Yeah.
Try to fit in two shows if we have the time.
Yeah, if we feel like
spend
it.
Spend a lot of time with our tour bus waxing it.
So you guys are doing four shows in 3 days coming up. How many practices do you have to do to lead up to that one?
Oh my gosh, what?
Practices? We're pretty much down to it there, huh? One?
Today's what, Wednesday?
Yeah, I guess you got this one
is,
more night,
this
right?
This is our practice.
This
right
is
now.
This kind of like a practice for you tonight. Yep. Just getting
like
you ready.
Last well, practice before
this is
all
it.
The
well, you know what, guys?
What's up?
You're welcome.
Oh, you're very welcome, guys.
Yeah, this is all for you. This is fantastic. No, we really appreciate you guys coming and doing this here tonight. I wanted to ask you guys. So you're all of you've been in bands before this, correct? You've been in
yeah,
bands.
Yeah, I have.
Never.
Yeah, we have.
Or just performed alone, whatever, just in different cases and whatnot.
Gilbank, we're not talking about performing alone,
we've
are we?
We've all performed in other bands before, except for our bass player here.
Really?
Would you like to talk about it more, Pierre? Okay, moving on then.
So, Will, you performed, you and Ian performed on, I think, the third Van Cleek Cooley radio program, live two houses down here
true.
In Van Cleek Hill.
Houses.
About a year and a half ago. Shut up, Gilbank. And you guys kind of, I think you were the first band.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were. I think you guys were the first musical talent in there.
And cool. I really appreciate that as well. So I guess, Will, you've got the microphone right now. How many other iterations of bands have you been in your life?
My life, oh my gosh. Okay, so...
When did you start drumming?
When did I start drumming? Let's go back to when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
The first song I learned how to play on drums was Smash Mouth's All Star.
Okay.
You know that song?
Yes.
Yeah, Gilbank loves it.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, I grew up with that song.
So then after that, I kind of transitioned into punk rock music. Okay, so okay. Sum 41 was a huge influence, and a band from Sweden called Millencolin. They're my... I just love those guys still. So I was 14 years old and I picked up their CD. Man, what an influence on my life.
Hold on. How old are you now?
Now I'm going to be 25 on the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So you're about a year younger than Gilbank.
Yeah.
Who
we actually went to high school together.
26 on
That's
Friday.
True.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Did he really go to high school? I heard they had to like create a different part of the building for him.
There was also a shorter bus ordered.
Yeah, you probably were in the basement that nobody knew about.
The old, I was actually in the old gun club that was in the bottom of the old...
he was making the electricity for the building.
They put me
on one of those like bikes, those stationary bikes, and I was just like, gotta power the gym.
Yeah, you need an A this semester, Gilbank.
So yeah, I was really into punk music, and it kind of stayed with me, and I was... back in 2010, I moved to Montreal, and I got in this pretty serious band called Inside Riot, and we toured France twice. We did North America.
Okay, hold on. You toured France twice.
France, Ontario?
It was France, Ontario. You got it. Yeah. Why France? It was
What happened there?
We just got hooked up with a promoter from
France. It was like the Beatles did Hamburg, Germany.
Yeah.
You guys did France.
Yeah, we did twice, and it was pretty cool.
Really?
So. Yeah, we got a lot of good experiences from that.
Okay, cool.
That's the band that I was in before. Other than that, I'm in a radio rock band. It was called White Mariah. Shout out to White Mariah. Sorry, I had to. But we're kind of in a transition period with names. We're just basically in the studio writing a little bit more country rock tunes.
Okay, so what did you call the band? The Ilk? Radio... What? Radio rock?
Radio rock band.
What does that mean? Like
it's
just
more
like...
radio-friendly music, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
So that's pretty much where I'm at right now. And then, you know, I met Jesse a while back. We used to work together, and he wanted me to play with his blues band for quite a while. So he convinced me. And when I was done with the punk band, I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then history was made.
And history was made.
No, really, history is being made right now.
That wasn't sarcastic, as I usually am.
No, that's very true. Now, tell me about this Brian in the Blue Storm from The Voice, correct?
Yeah.
You guys have played shows with him.
Yeah, we did. We played two shows with him, our first show. Okay, let me set something straight here. About a year ago, I joined the band, but they were a three-piece, so I'm not too sure if I actually played with Brian before a full band. Okay, you didn't. Awesome. Okay, we clarified that. So
it's about exactly a year ago, that we were down to Bolton, Quebec, to play.
So you guys didn't have a drummer before this?
Well, we were playing on mostly on terrace there, so it was mainly acoustic trio.
Yeah,
there.
Didn't need those traps, man.
Okay.
So electroacoustic, shout out.
You had a DJ. You had a DJ.
Yeah, so Brian asked us to play at a festival that he was playing at in Bolton, Quebec, 2 hours past Montreal. And then we played for him a couple months back at Top Shots. We opened for him.
That was in December or?
Around the winter time. Anyways, it was really cool. And we're very thankful for those guys for, you know, just putting our name out there and giving us a chance to play the blues with them. It's so cool.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. All right. Well, now let's pass the microphone over to Leandra. Tell me where your history is in the music.
Well, I first started up, as I said before, I was singing in churches when I was younger. Then I dropped off a bit of music. I was always a mellow man, like into music, pretty intense, but dropped off a couple of years, played football. I was really into football, played a college in Laval there. And after that, a couple of things happened, and got back to music. Couldn't play football anymore.
Did you know how to play guitar before football?
Well, I'm not, as you could see, a big guitar player. I'm mostly a singer. I'm trying
You're fantastic. Don't say
nothing wrong with that, man.
Thank you. I'm trying. I've been working for over 2 or 3 years. My guitar. I could sing. I could play guitar, but doing both at the same time
must be difficult.
Quite different. Yeah. Quite different. So that's it. I started up three, 4 years ago, going to jams again with Brian Tyler of the Blue Storm in Lechette.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Cool.
Was hosting up a jam on Thursday nights. Started up going there, singing a song or two. People. Liked it. I liked it too. So I started meeting people, and we got. That's where I saw Jesse for the first time too, and we hooked up a couple of months later on to pursue my first band, which was Young and Free. Young and Free, yeah, in 2011 or something like that. So it lasted a couple of months there.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I was with Jesse at the end of the band there, and then we pursue with Electroacoustic and then Rude Mood. So
very cool. And that's how
nice
we're here
evolution.
Right now.
Yeah.
Now Jesse,
yeah.
Jesse, how about you? Can we throw the microphone over to you if you don't mind? Now, one last thing, Leandro. Outside influences other than blues music or rock and roll, what do you bring up? What comes to mind outside of rock and roll, outside of blues?
Well, I mean, I was and still is a big hip-hop fan, like hardcore hip-hop. There are Ill Bill, Necro, La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Sean Price.
Wow.
Now you're speaking coolies
language. Yeah,
man.
See, I know that stuff right there.
Yeah.
Cosa Nostra, they're not around anymore, though, right?
Well, I've seen them, was that 2 years ago at...
in Montreal?
Montreal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seen Slain too. Big hip hop fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I could actually feel that from you. I really could feel that from you. I could tell that was in there.
That's weird.
Now throw.
That's weird.
You're calling me weird?
Yeah, you're feeling.
Shut
people.
Up, Gilbert.
Stop feeling people from across
hip-hop.
The room.
That's what he meant.
You need their permission.
Now, Jesse, tell me the same about you. What outside influences other than blues music, rock and roll, and your father have led you down this path?
Well, when I started playing guitar, I started in a country band in Illinois, and I followed him playing country music. I followed him playing country music, and Alan Jackson, Erlacher. Garth Brooks, all the greats, used to, anytime I don't play blues or whatever, that's what we pop in the car, CD of Alan Jackson or Merle Haggard, all the, Jimmy Buffett and all that, and I'm a big, big 80s rock and roll kind of guy. I love 80s music.
Wow, really?
One of my dreams is to form an 80s band and do all the greatest hits, you know, from Def Leppard all the way to Motley Crue, from Motley Crue to Poison, from Poison to...
now you're doing the opposite
Journey,
of speaking. Cool,
you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan, and yeah.
What's funny is I could say I agree with that myself. Like, I love that stuff. But Cooley, I could see him.
No,
I could see him. His
I'm in,
his
I'm in a little
clenching.
Little anguish right now, but...
yeah, I'm not... Big
don't
80 fan.
Well, I'm a lot older than you guys, and I found the 80s. I lived it, guys. I lived it. Look at me. Look
so
at the bald head. Look at the gray hair.
So you can speak to it.
Can't
most,
tell.
Most people split. It was either you liked hip hop or you liked, like, I don't know, hair metal.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Those big hair bands.
Yeah, there were hair bands in the 80s. The 80s were the reason I became a rapper, and the 80s were. Blasted from the room next to me in my house growing up, and I was blasting rap music. She was blasting my sister, that is, she's 6 years older than me. She was blasting 80s music, I was blasting rap music. Anyways, it's not about me, it's about you guys.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah, okay.
Who were you listening to back in the day that was rap in those days?
In those days?
Yeah.
We're talking like 85, 86?
Yeah.
Run DMC.
I was minus four.
Flash.
Yeah.
You name it. Like later on, Public Enemy.
Oh yeah.
Beastie Boys. You know, like you started hearing about those bands, but yeah, that was my ilk. This computer in front of me right now is full of that, like, funkiness right now. Like, I think it's the best music ever created, and it's what makes me play right now. I'm playing some James Brown.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into that, right?
Yeah. Like,
anyways. To each their own, and I've got eyes wide open, and I've got ears wide open to everything out there, and I've never said no to anything, as you can see, food-wise.
He tries everything twice.
So, guys, I'm going to throw it back to you again. Let's play some more music. You got some more tunes lined up?
Sure.
What do you think we should... What do you think we at the Windsor Tavern should hear now?
Maybe some Public Enemy.
A little Public Enemy, some EPMD, Run DMC. maybe not. All right, we're discussing what we're going to play. Rude Mood Band.
Keep On Loving Live. Me by Colin James.
Another great Canadian artist. Thanks a lot for doing this, guys. A Rude Mood live at the Windsor Tavern. Here we go. Windsor Tavern, 84 Main Street. Windsor Tavern is having the Rude Mood Band live. Guys, that was a song by Colin James, as you said. One of my favorite songs by him is, I think, a latter album. A song called Save Me. And it was a real, real bluesy, kind of like hard... I don't know, very acoustic song. He didn't do much singing in it. One of my favorite songs by him. It was almost, going back to what we were talking about earlier, very hip-hop based. Like, it was almost like there was a beat running in the background, a sample. Anyways, that's just me chatting about it again. What's that?
Colin James hip-hop. That's awesome.
Yeah, Colin James maybe putting some beats into something. I don't know if he ever did some hip-hop.
Cooley,
but
Cooley has the amazing ability to hear beats in just about anything.
I do, actually. Yeah. That's why I'm a crate digger. I still sample a lot of stuff, and I do that for a living, it seems. Anyways, guys, not like an interview here, but anything you guys wanted me to bring up with you. Will, you've got the microphone right now. Leandra, you've got a microphone in front of you right now. Jesse, you don't, but anything you wanted me to bring up, any profiling of any of the shows you want to do, or chatting about what's going on with the Rude Mood Blues Band
well,
coming
actually,
up.
Actually, next Friday on the 28th. That's it. What time? You remember what time we're playing? 9:15. That's Parc Baron there in the Chute. Right next to the river. It's the Blues Festival there.
Okay.
Well, that's next weekend.
Yeah,
time.
Man. It's going to be a hell of a gig. It's going to be a pretty different part of a root mood that you've seen tonight.
Now, what does that mean? What do you mean by
well,
that?
Well, it's going to be a bit more rude.
A little more rude than mood? Or
might get a bit nude, but it depends what time we finish.
Back
there,
to
right?
The rude nude mood.
After 11.
Really?
Yeah, after 11.
You we're guys good. Go on after 11, yeah, change exactly. The time, on the nude rude mood.
Yeah.
Really,
that's
that'd
actually
be fantastic.
Rude nude after 11.
Rude nude. Yeah, that's that
that's
could
the
be
name weird. Of my future band when I make it. Rude nude after 11.
Yeah, rude nude after 11. That's the news report. Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. We don't know what
Speaking
happened.
Speaking of nude, you did say you had a story about the.
Yeah, I wanted to throw back at that. So just as a little bit of a preface, most people here in the Windsor, if there is anyone left. Knows about the Grand Barn. The microphone's cutting out, yeah?
Here you go. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, just chuck that up. Okay, go ahead, Will. We were talking about the Grand Barn last week. Friday night, the Bose All Natural staff party was held, and everyone was invited back to the Grand Barn after. I followed a few people downstairs and outside to the smoking area because it was so blazing hot upstairs. It was unbelievable. And I was walking outside, and it was just fresh air coming to me. And then I just was like, whoa, what's going on? There's a bunch of nude people over there, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you said you had a story about the...
Sean realized he was standing in front of a mirror, but that's a totally different story.
What?
All right, so this was maybe 2.5 years ago in the summer. Down at the Grand Barn, it's a cool place, like you said.
Very cool, yeah.
In the summer, July, I think throughout all of July on the weekends, they have this huge music festival, right, where bands come and play from all over, and they just go at it. Well, we were invited by Taylor, my friend and I, my friend Shane, to do an acoustic act, and we did.
Cool.
So that was honestly the first time I've actually been to the Grand Barn. I've heard stories about it, and so I figured, you know, it's going to be a public event. There probably won't be any nudity there, so. But I was ready for whatever, right? I didn't care, you know.
Are we talking inside the barn?
We're talking inside
outside?
The barn. Okay. So my friend and I get there, and you know the layout of the barn, right? You go
yes.
in, there's an office there, and then you go down.
A little bit of a hallway.
Yeah, then you go upstairs, so yeah, the big stage is upstairs. Yeah. Okay, so as we're going upstairs, we're loading in our gear, this older gentleman who did not have any clothes on, came down the stairs and he was like, hey guys,
he pointed
tonight?
You in the right direction.
We're like, yes, we are. He's like, great, I'll be front center. Perfect.
Perfect.
we were shocked. And so we went upstairs and there wasn't any more nude people. Just that guy for
just
now.
Just the one.
And,
the
you know,
one
we,
guy
we,
who pointed you in the right direction
yeah,
without using his hands.
It was awesome though. You know, he was front and center on the couch.
Nah.
On the
oh yeah,
couch.
Just so everyone knows, the entire place isn't just like an open standing area. There's about 40 couches there, and everyone you can just relax and hang out and enjoy some music. And he was just really hanging out and enjoying.
So he was front and center on a couch, nude.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then you know other bands started to play and clothes started to come up. You know, cool. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm down with that.
It's also, as Cooley said, it's very hot in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's boiling hot in there.
But you know, the night went on, and after there's
that's why
there's
it became
huge,
one.
There's a huge bonfire outside the trailer park, and the guy was there
was
too.
Cold.
There's more nude people. But we had this intelligent conversation about space and stars and Mars. One,
of course,
with
you
this
did.
This guy, it was awesome. Like one of the best conversations we've ever had with him. And you know what? I could tell you, this is my punchline. We saw the full moon that night.
Yes. Oh, yes, you did.
I've told this story, you know,
three times. That was awesome. That was awesome. Good setup. Hey, do you guys have any rock and blues tunes?
Oh, my gosh.
Other than Colin James?
Yeah.
You know what? We haven't done any Hendrix. Nice. We did Hendrix. Do Hendrix, but, you know, loud Hendrix.
Okay. How about I give this to you? You guys decide within the next couple seconds. Sorry to put you on the spot here. Play two tunes.
Okay.
Back to back, obviously. some rockin' tunes. And we're going to get ready to close off the show here at the Windsor Tavern. We'll be playing some more tunes. We're going to play maybe a commercial more or two, some tracks. We'll talk a little more. And we'll come back to you guys after that. But if you guys are ready, we can do this up. Again, I want to thank you guys for coming in somewhat short notice here to the Windsor Tavern to do the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM, the voice of the community here in Van Cleek Hill. And if you guys are ready to roll, I think we are. We got some Rude Mood playing four shows in 3 days this coming weekend in this area. Here they are live on 88.7 FM, the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. Van Cleek FM, 88.7, the voice of the community.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back in the same old place, sweet home Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Oh, come on, baby, don't make me lean out of here. Baby, don't you wanna go back in the same old place, sweet home Chicago? Go.
One out acoustic.
You know you're a cute little heartbreaker, Foxy. You know you're a sweet little lovemaker, Foxy. Take you home, I won't do you no harm, yeah. You got to be all mine,
Foxy lady.
Make me
Foxy Lady. Thank you very much.
And welcome back.
I see.
Welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley, folks. And that was amazing. Live on the stage here at the Windsor Tavern, we have the Rude Mood Band. I really appreciate it, guys. We're coming close to the end of this here. We're going to end it off here shortly. Whoa, with a little feedback.
Sorry, another beer. I spilled it. Whoops.
We're going to end it off here shortly. And I just wanted to ask you guys if you have any requests of us. Not like we're going to play any music for you, but...
Well, Cooley might start jamming.
Yeah, I might beatbox for you, but...
That would be great.
No, I'm not going to. I already said I'm not going to.
He hasn't done that since 1999. Sorry, guys.
It's been a while. It has been a while. But anything else you guys want to talk about? We're playing some Hot Pants in the background right now by James Brown. We are talking about some of the shows you guys are doing. And you know what? We should profile those shows one more time or two more times. We've got... what's going on here? You guys got so many shows coming up. What the hell's going on? You got four shows in 3 days.
We do.
Get it right, Cooley.
Sorry about that. Let's get that going again.
Okay, so we have Friday night at Lachute on the Terrace.
Yeah, starting up at 8 on the Terrace at the Top Shop.
Yeah. Come have a nice meal.
Yeah.
Come listen to some sweet, sweet blues. All right, so that's Friday night. Saturday, we are playing a sold-out show at the Lorignal Jail. It's going to be one.
Unfortunately, sold out for that one.
Unfortunately.
What's the...
We can try to sneak into the jail, we talked about before. Yeah.
What's the name of that
kind of
event?
The opposite, right?
What's the name of that event?
The name of the event?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope. Never mind.
Rude Mood. Live at the jail.
That's it, what it is.
Live in jail.
Rude Mood. What, we'll have the orange suits on.
That'd be fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Will, that would be really cool if you did.
That would get so many extra bonus points.
That would be a video right there.
So that's Saturday. Sunday, we're playing twice. We're playing Saint-Sauveur Festival Nuit Blues. That's going to be outside in the town of Saint-Sauveur. And then that's at 3 o'clock. And at night, we're playing at Moe's Bistro. Probably at around... Yeah, great smoke. Great food there. Great atmosphere.
Does that place also go by the name Chez Maurice?
No.
No, that's a different place, eh? Place. Okay.
Yeah. That's in Salem.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, Cooley.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's what's coming
guys, up. Guys, all of you at the same time say, shut up, Gilbert. 1, 2, 3.
Shut up, Gilbert!
Okay.
All right, so lots of shows coming up. Next weekend, you have another show. What's going on there?
On the 28th, in the shoot. I'm not sure the name of that one.
That's Chanté en Blue.
There you go.
So that's it. It's 9:15 at the Pack Bottle.
How do people get in touch with the Rude Mood Band if they want to book you on stage?
Well, the best way is by Facebook. We have our page on Facebook. So you just type in Rude Mood.
Yep.
And you'll find us, you'll see our...
we'll be the first ones to pop up.
Yeah.
It's just a full page ad comes up, and it's just a huge, huge zoomed in versions of your face.
Right. Or Jesse's.
Fantastic. That's the same thing for Cooley's website.
Yeah, exactly. My website. Don't have one. So, guys, we're going to be chiming out here in a couple moments. If you guys want to chat, if you want to put together a final song, that's quite fine. Until then, Gilbank and I are going to chat wax poetics about last week at the Van Cleek Hill Fair. Gilbank made a fool out of himself, as usual. He went
to.
And, committed adultery with
I did several things
cows,
that I'm not supposed to do.
One of the cows.
Yeah.
And,
it's a tradition.
You know, you were banned again from the Van Cleek Hill Fair,
yep.
Even though they'll let you back
the
in.
The band hit me in the back of my head with a guitar.
You guys want to play again, though?
or
that, sorry, no, I was saying if you guys want to play again.
Yeah, if you want to play again,
we'll chat a bit.
We'll chat, and
then
you
if
guys
you guys
decide.
Want to play again. Sorry, I know I'm.
Cooley's really hard to understand. He actually only speaks hip hop, and no one understands what he's talking
about.
Sorry,
guys, I'm really stupid that way. If you guys want to play one more song, if you don't, that's quite fine. I know Gil Bank is very ignorant. If you guys want to play one more song, but again, Gil Bank got kicked out of the Van Cleek Hill Fair last week again.
Yep. I almost didn't get let in because I almost forgot to bring, like on Sunday when they only let the locals in, I almost forgot to bring my birth certificate to say it was actually a local.
But you being the
But they knew who I was. I let them take a picture with me and they were nice enough to let me in. I didn't charge them either.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, so that was nice of them. Where I proceeded to drink several beers and, you know, just, I think I got up on stage at one point too. I did that. Mostly it was just girls, but then at the end I was like, this is sexist and I should get up there.
Didn't you tell me though, this is for real now. Gil Bank told me his leg was hurting him this week.
Oh, yeah.
And he also said he was doing a lot of dancing up at this on stage at the Van Cleek Hill Fair.
I do more dancing in those 3 days, but more specifically Sunday, than I do, I think, my entire year round,
and
including all weddings and all stupors at the Windsor.
And you wear a cowboy hat.
I wear a full-out cowboy hat and definitely the cowboy boots. Yeah. It's really easy to find me in a crowd. It's a good time. You should have come, Cooley. You should have come.
Well, I was going to go, but my daughter was sick, and my son went to the Van Cleek Hill Fair. He said there was barely any rides.
Well, yeah, probably. You're not supposed to bring your kids, Cooley.
All right, so from all of us at the Van Cleek FM radio program and Van Cleek Cooley and 88.7 FM, I want to thank you guys for coming. Rude Mood.
Thank you guys
really
very much.
Really appreciate it. Sorry we got started a little late. Well, we had a lot of fun.
We did.
And for Leandra, Jesse, Marie, and William, really appreciate it. If you guys want to stop by anytime, I would really love that. Stick around after. We'll help you pack up, and we'll have a beer or two.
And I'm sure you guys will be playing this venue, the Windsor Tavern, in the future.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a good time.
We're open to
you'll be, yeah, you've been there once. You'll be back. And sure, I'm sure that'll be in our local paper as I look over at Louise.
All right, guys, off to you as we end off the show of Van Cleek Cooley. This is Rude Mood with, what's the song's name?
It's going to be a Bill Withers. Bill Withers Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine. All right, folks, thanks a lot for listening to this radio program. From all of us, again, to the Rude Mood Band. Appreciate it, and thanks very much.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house ain't no home anytime she goes away. Dirty somewhere she's gone. And I wonder if she's gonna stay. No sunshine when she's gone. The south just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, you wanna leave a young thing alone? Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. No sunshine, she's gone. No sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Thank you. I know. And you wanna leave the young thing alone. Ain't no sunshine where she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Stop, she said. Anytime she goes away, anytime my baby goes away,
thank you.
check, 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 check.